I am Bido, and you have found the program. It's the Regional Report that tells you all about amazing nonprofits and organizations here throughout Central Texas that benefits, well, Central Texans. Today, we are joined with the Chief Executive Officer from Seedling. They're an amazing mentor program. We're going to dive into that. Welcome to the Regional Report, Mr. Dan Leal. How are you, sir?
Very good. Thank y'all for giving us the opportunity to spread the good news about our good work at Seedling.
Well, we have to educate the public because this is the first time, you know, maybe I live under a rock, but that I had heard of Seedling and the great work you do for the kids in Central Texas that are going through something. What is that something, Dan, and what does Seedling and their mentors do for them?
Yeah, so we provide local school-based mentoring for a population of kids that often goes hidden in our communities. And those are children who have a parent that's incarcerated. This organization started in Central Texas, born and bred here, based on Austin ISD's call out to our founder, John Blazier, about the need of these children who are often going overlooked. They were showing up at school less because of attendance challenges. They were stressed in class. And they asked John if he could help with something and put something together, and mentoring was seen as a solution. And 20 plus years later, here we are having mentored over 3,200 kids in local schools with a trained, committed mentor who pours into their life.
That is so amazing. I mean, because when you look at the grand scheme of things, this is at no fault of their own for a child that might have a parent or parents who are incarcerated. And then what does their family structure look like? Do they have support from grandparents, uncles, brothers or sisters that are older? All of those are the moving pieces. There's not always a positive answer to those questions. And that's where Seedling steps in.
Yeah, for sure. And, you know, each household can look different. You know, sometimes it's a single parent because the other spouse is obviously incarcerated. Sometimes it is the grandparents. But in any circumstance of who is at home with the child, whoever's left has so many things they have to do with financial concerns for the family because, you know, sometimes that breadwinner or supporter is gone because they're incarcerated. And I think we all know, those of us who are listening and are parents or have been parents, sometimes our kids, even when we do talk with them, we may not be the one they listen to at first. I think every child needs a mentor in their life, but especially when one of their parents is abruptly removed from their household, they really need someone to believe in them, to listen, to care, to show up. And that's what our mentors do.
Love to hear that. Seedlingmentors.org to find out all about this amazing nonprofit. And Dan, kind of break down what that looks like. Is there an age range for these children that can be involved in the mentor program? How would someone reach out to you? Is it through kind of the state, or can someone do that on their own if they have a friend or family member that is currently in that situation with a child?
Yeah, so for the service recipients, our mentees, we basically have service agreements with four local school districts in Central Texas: Austin ISD, Del Valle ISD, Austin Achieve Public Schools, and Hayes Consolidated ISD. And so we have about 60 schools where we make new matches with those existing school district partners. At each campus, we have a district point of contact or a campus point of contact at each school. And so a person can go onto our website, seedlingmentors.org, and there's a drop down on the left hand side, I believe under our mentoring tab, where it says schools where we make matches. They can click on that tab and learn if their child or someone they know's child is attending one of those schools where we make matches. If the answer to that is yes, and we make matches for kids in grades K through 8, then they can reach out to that school and they will know that Seedling is there. It's usually a school counselor who's our primary point of contact, or communities and schools that will get with the family and get them the consent form for that child to then receive mentoring services from Seedling.
Fantastic. And you mentioned 3,200 kids have gone through the mentor program here with Seedling since y'all started at 2006. How does a one Dan Leal become an a chief executive officer, and kind of what drew you to this mission and the nonprofit?
Yeah, there's always a plan better than your own, I always feel. And I went to school to be a sports broadcaster, minored in public relations, and didn't know about nonprofits until a school project. Long story short, where I ended up is being put in places serving kids who've had adverse childhood experiences. I was CEO of a children's advocacy center in North Texas. And then moving to Austin, I saw the opportunity for Seedling in a population of kids that, like was previous in my nonprofit, where it was child abuse that was not talked about. The children who have an incarcerated parent are not talked about and not seen and not known. And so that was really the pull. And man, I believe in the potential of each child to be successful despite life circumstances. I was thinking this week about my circumstances as a child, and when I had mentors that poured into me as a child, and the difference that it made. So I believe, and I've experienced as a mentor myself with one of our kids, the difference that it makes for their life trajectory.
We'll chat here in a moment about how the listeners can help support Seedling's mission. But walk us through, you've mentioned that, there's these programs and how the kids can kind of get connected with it. But what would that look like for a child with a parent who is incarcerated being mentored by someone from Seedling?
Yeah, so our mentors are volunteers. We provide the background checks, the screening of our mentors, and the initial training, and but ongoing match support. The child will see their mentor on their campus only. Our mentors are only allowed to meet with the student on their school campus. It's a school-based program. That visit is once a week during the student's lunch hour, usually. And our mentor will meet with the child in a semi-public, semi-private place like a counselor's office or the library, not in the midst of the cafeteria where the other kids are there, but kind of a semi-private area. And the mentor will engage the child by just hanging out and playing games, listening, doing things the child enjoys. We're not there to talk about the incarceration of the parent unless the child brings it up first to us. It's child-led. So our mentors are not asked to be problem solvers. They're asked to be a friend and a steady presence that shows up once a week during the course of the school year at that child's school, just for them, giving them undivided attention.
That's amazing. And it sounds like Seedling does kind of the groundwork to make sure that that's a safe space and in the right environment for some child who's probably already going through the trauma of losing one or two of the parents to the incarceration system. So, man, there's a lot to unpack here. First, we've heard how the kids kind of get connected. You mentioned volunteers. If somebody's hearing this and was like, you know what? I want to be that positive light for a child, or maybe they've gone through that same situation growing up, didn't have a nonprofit like Seedling around to give back, and they want to be that volunteer. Are you always in need of them as well?
Absolutely. Throughout the year, we take applications. People can go to our website, seedlingmentors.org, to apply to become a mentor. We train new mentors in the fall. And basically, we provide the match support so that that mentor is never on an island by themselves. Like if the child ever said something to them and they weren't sure. But what I really want to say to listeners is that you are needed. In today's world, we need people to engage with people in person. The kids that we serve need that influence in their life. And while the goal of our mentoring program is not that the mentor would just get all these benefits, you really do. So the child benefits, and then you yourself as a person and how you feel after you leave that mentoring session every week, it fills your cup. It's a win-win for the child, for you, and for the community at large. And we need people today to go onto our website and click on the tab that says Become a Mentor. And that's where our application is. There's also helpful information if you have any questions And during the fall, we also have information sessions where people can learn more if they're not sure before they even apply.
And you can do that at seedlingmentors.org. Chatting with Dan Leal, he is the Chief Executive Officer of Seedling here on the Regional Report. I'm Beto. And Dan, we mentioned Seedling has been a thing since 2006. You've helped over 3,200 children whose a parent or parents have been incarcerated through your mentor program. Kind of describe to us, I'm sure you have some data or at least can speak on what this does for the child. Like,
oh, that's so exciting. That's a great question, Vito. And we do. The primary outcomes that we see in the kids is the building of their resilience and their ability to persist. We survey the kids to find that out. We also survey the kids and learn that they're more connected to school, which is huge. And also their personal development skills, their ability to engage with adults and their peers are better. And then secondarily, but still robust results, is that their attendance improves. 90% school attendance rate, improved disciplinary outcomes as well. We saw disciplinary outcomes cut in half for our mentees, for mentees who are with our program less than 3 months to 12 to 24 months. It went from 12 referrals, which could even be like a tardy. So I'm not talking about major stuff necessarily, but still cut in half from 12 down to 5 after they had been with their mentor at least a year on average. So it's a huge difference maker for the kids. And then on the long term, I've got kids at local colleges and universities like Texas State, UT, UTSA, ACC. We've got kids in the military. And my own mentee, he just graduated. He's working right now on construction, but he has a scholarship from some Seedling that'll allow him to go to trade school, which he plans to do in a few months. So we've got kids that see hope for their future, all because somebody believed in them as a Seedling mentor.
Absolutely love to hear that. Continued success to your nonprofit and to all the children that receive those benefits from it. And all that hard work, it ain't free, Dan. So how can
Yeah.
we as the general population and anybody listening to the regional report today help support Seedling's mission throughout the year?
Yeah, so we want you to volunteer as a mentor, but if you can't do that, or even if you do end up being a mentor, we're always in need of donations, private funders, individuals, being a monthly donor. Those are huge. Public dollars for nonprofits are down these days, so we need individuals to step up and give and support. So mentor or support a mentor, and that allows us to provide quality services. If you want a good mentoring program where the average match length like ours is more than 2 years and where you hear and see quality results for the kids for their future, investing in a mentoring program will do that. So thank you for considering.
And that's kind of heartwarming as well. This isn't just like a one-off therapist session or something. You know, they will be mentoring that child, you said, on average for around 2 years. So there's a constant there for a child who, man, if you've got a parent incarcerated, it's probably hit or miss on what your day-to-day would look like. That is giving them that structure, knowing that someone would be there for them to help empower them, hype them up, be there for them through all of what life might throw at them, but it's going to stick.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I think if we all as human beings just invested a little bit of time in a life, pull away from that computer, and it's just one lunch hour per week during work, 30 minutes at the school. And we try to put our mentors within 10 to 12 minutes of where they are during the lunch hour. If they can drive just a tiny bit farther, we'd love that for a match. But that 1 hour changes two lives. And it also changes the future of the generations of these kids, because they themselves will be better adults, better listeners, better caregivers, because somebody believed in them. It pays forward for generations to come.
That's crazy to hear that, you know, just that small amount of commitment from a volunteer to be a mentor can have such an impactful realization for that child. You talked about the success, about the tardies and the school, you know, getting in trouble, or, you know, just how they blossom when they have that rock that they can turn to for such a short amount of time when it comes to volunteering to be a mentor for y'all.
Yeah, for sure. And you know, this is an Austin organization. It's a Central Texas organization only. We're not a national brand. So there's not national money. There's not national grants. There's not state grants, especially for this niche population of kids who have a parent that's incarcerated. So we need our local community, just like you support Sun Radio, right? As a local station, we want you to support a local nonprofit that makes meaningful impact in its own community. And you can do that knowing that your dollars are spent well in your own schools, in your own community, with people like you that truly care about their community and the kids in it.
He's Dan Leal. He is the Chief Executive Officer for Seedling. Dan, before you get out of here, if people are just tuning in, give that elevator pitch for not only what Seedling does with mentors, but what it does for the kids in which are in the mentor program, and how we yet again can either volunteer or help support the nonprofit financially.
The people listening out there, I think you can recall your own childhood when you had something tough happen to you. Maybe it was a divorce. Maybe you were removed by CPS, or maybe you yourself had a parent that was incarcerated. It was hard. And I hope that you had a mentor in your own life, and maybe you did, that turned your life around, or maybe you wish you did. Whichever the circumstance might be, and even if you didn't have one of those situations, you probably had a mentor and influence, and we want you to be that same person for a child who has a parent that's incarcerated. So whether that be as a weekly volunteer with Seedling or a donor, you can make a difference by showing up and caring, whether as a donor or an in-person visit. So thank you for considering it. It really is meaningful, and we're grateful for the opportunity to speak with you as Sun Radio listeners.
And where can people find you out there on the socials as well, Dan?
Yeah, it's always Seedling Mentors on all the channels, Instagram, X, Facebook, LinkedIn, Connect. And if anybody ever reaches out to me, my email address is dan@seedlingmentors.org. I'm highly responsive. I'll get you to the right place, and we'll plug you in.
And it sounds like you've completely converted to calling that social platform X. No more Twitter in your world?
That's right. Well, we're trying to stay up with the times.
Hey, it gets harder and harder every day. He's Dan Leal, the Chief Executive Officer for Seedling. Find out all about him at seedlingmentors.org. Dan, do me, B. Doe, a favor and give a high five to all your volunteers and your staff for doing this great work. Since 2006, they've mentored over 3,200 Central Texas kids who has a parent who is incarcerated, doing just amazing work for the next generation of Texans. So thank you, sir, and thanks, Seedling, for all your hard work.
Thank you.
I am B. Doe, letting you know about all the great nonprofits and organizations here in Central Texas, hoping you'll spread the word about Seedling and the Regional Report.